the sun is shining and all of my favorite plant friends are popping up right now. Speaking of plants, what are you growing this year? Do you know? Do you know what kind of medicine will be in your garden? Or are you still trying to figure it out? Totally okay if you're still trying to figure it out. We're all growing and learning on this journey, right? But if you want some help, I do have a family medicine garden guide. It's basically 10 essential herbs that I feel like every mom needs to know and grow in their yard. I give you some growing tips and ways that you can use it as medicine, and it's totally free. So if you want that, I'm going to pop a link in the show notes here for you to grab it and get your hands digging in the dirt and growing incredible medicine for you and your family. I talked about licorice and how it's really fantastic for your gut, because one main reason that makes it great for the gut is it's what's called a demulcent herb, which means it's going to provide a little bit of like almost a slimy effect, very cooling and coating and soothing. Like when I take demulcent herbs inside of my body, specifically licorice, I can feel it soothe and coat as it goes down my esophagus into my gut and it's going into my stomach. You're going to feel that also.
Welcome to The Herbalist's Path, where we're on a mission to inspire a movement where there's an herbalist in every home, again, with your host, clinical herbalist, Melissa Muttersbaugh.
Hello, hello. How's it going today? As we get rolling today, we're going to talk about licorice. Have you ever used licorice? I'm not talking about Twizzlers, like I like the joke in the commercial. I'm talking about licorice root. So it's Glycyrrhiza glabra is the Latin name of this particular plant, and the root is really amazing. So a little bit of backstory on licorice. It is an herb that's been used for thousands of years in traditional Chinese medicine. It's commonly known as a harmonizing herb. So it brings a lot of balance and brings together larger herbal formulas, and it's often used in very small amounts. And I love licorice root. One thing, it's really, really sweet and delicious. In fact, the Glycyrrhiza part of the name of licorice actually means sweet root. So it really speaks a lot to the sweetness of this fantastic root. So it can help make other formulations much more palatable than some other herbs might, because there are quite a few herbs, especially in Chinese medicine, that are pretty gross and nobody wants to taste them. But you add that sweetness of licorice and you're like, oh, hey, that's not so bad anymore. Especially in our society where we really love sweet entirely too much. I'm working on that love of sweet and letting it go quite a bit myself, so. Another thing about licorice that I love is it's fantastic for the immune system. It's a great immunomodulator. Did you guys know that 60 to 70% of your immune cells come from your gut? I think that's crazy. I love it. Other reasons that I love licorice specifically for the gut is it's a really fantastic mucilaginous herb, which means that it's got a lot of very cooling and coating properties. And if you think about the gut, it's mucosal tissue. It's much like your skin, only on the inside of your body, which is pretty crazy. And it's got a job a lot like your skin, which is to keep things out. Yeah, that's a whole nother thing to talk about when I talk about the digestive system and how it works and how you can use other herbs to help heal it. You can use licorice root if you deal with heartburn a lot because of its demulcent, which is going to be coating and cooling and soothing. That heartburn is a lot of acid going up through the lower esophagus, through the esophageal sphincter, and it's hot. And it burns, and it feels like it's in the heart, but it's not in the heart at all. Licorice can be very cooling and soothing in that place. It's really fantastic specifically for inflammation and heat in the gut. Again, it goes back to that demulcent cooling property, and it's really fantastic for that. It can help to heal various ulcers, peptic ulcers, gastritis, things like that. It is very, very specific for the heat. and the pain and discomfort that comes with ulcers. And it also does a great job of increasing production of the mucosal lining of your gut, which is fantastic. In your stomach, there's like 3 times more the mucosal lining than the rest of your digestive tract because your stomach is so heavy in acids. And the fact that licorice can help keep that mucosal goodness building up is really fantastic because that is going to be what helps protect you against the excessive acidity and the heat. It also helps to fight off H. pylori, which is a type of bacteria that can get into your body and live in the digestive tract. And H. pylori, after quite a few years of being in your digestive tract, can cause ulcers in the lining of your stomach. It can also lead to cancer, which nobody wants to deal with. And H. pylori is actually very, very common, and about 2/3 of our world's population deals with it. And it's going to vary in its severity for each person, obviously. We're all unique in so many ways. So that's another reason licorice is fantastic. It's very specific. Also, it can help with diarrhea. It can also help with those that are dealing with like a dry, hard to get out stool or bowel movement. It's got that mucilaginous coating property to it that makes it easier to slide out a bit, but not too easy. It can also be helpful in cases of diarrhea or really great abdominal pain and diarrhea or colic even, where you're just bloated and in pain and distended really badly. It's a great time for licorice. There are quite a few things to take into consideration when it comes to licorice root. It is not for everybody, and that is definitely worthy of you being aware of. If you're pregnant, it's not the time to take licorice root. If you're dealing with high blood pressure or you've got edema or swelling, you do not want to be taking licorice root. If you're on corticosteroids, you want to be really cautious with taking licorice root because it can actually increase the effects of those. And if that's going to be the case for you, you do want to work with your healthcare practitioner if you feel like licorice needs to be a part of your life, but you are on those corticosteroids. Be careful and use proper healthcare advice. Work with your doctor, work with an herbalist, work with somebody who's very experienced in dancing those medications and herbs together. I already said it's not good for pregnancy. There's not much for studies out about lactation yet, so if you're a nursing mother, go with caution. Also, you don't want to take licorice for a long extended period of time or high doses. You really don't want to go over like 9 grams of licorice per day. If you do decide to go in the high dosage thing, you want to check your blood pressure regularly. And if you start noticing excessive water retention via swelling, or just, you know, you feel like you're bloated or your ankles are swollen, you might want to lay off the licorice. And even saying that, I still very much love licorice because it is really helpful in so many other ways than just for your gut. But since I'm talking about the gut a lot right now, that's what we're talking about. So how can you get licorice into your body? You can take it in a powdered form, which is really, really nice. That can be very easy. You can add it to applesauce or add it into your smoothie. It is very sweet. It is very delicious. It is a pleasant taste to me. It's not pleasant to everyone. If you must, you can put it in a capsule form or make a tablet or a pill. That can be really, really helpful. You can make a tea or a decoction with it. And so with that, you're just gonna take about a half teaspoon or a full teaspoon to about a cup of water and let that simmer for 10 to 15 minutes and drink that down. You can drink that 3 times a day. It's gonna be really sweet. It's also gonna do a great job of not only soothing your digestive tract and all heat and inflammation in there, but the respiratory tract, because it's also mucosal tissue like the digestive tract and very much like the skin as well. So when you're thinking of mucilaginous herbs, they often have a tendency to have very similar benefits for all of those systems of your body, which is pretty cool. You can take a tincture of licorice. You can make your own tincture of licorice root. You would do that in a 1-to-5 ratio. So 1 part of the licorice root, 5 parts of your menstruum, which would likely be alcohol and water, but a 30% of the alcohol. And then you do about 2 to 3 milliliters a day, depending on who you are and what's going on and what you're trying to work with. That's always very dependent. So do know that when I get on here and I hop on these calls, that when I'm talking about herbs, or any other good herbalist and practitioner is talking about herbs, there is no one herb fixes all for everybody. So licorice may not at all be for you. Again, especially if you are dealing with high blood pressure or excessive swelling, or if you are pregnant, licorice is not for you. Your body is unique, and the plants and the way they work within your body in various conditions is always going to be very, very unique. So keep that in mind. Either really educate yourself or work with a qualified practitioner who really knows what they're doing when it comes to the human body and plant medicine. So that being said, you can also find licorice if you are somebody who thinks you need it in higher dosages in life. Has anybody heard of DGL? DGL licorice? It's deglycosinated. It's a hard word to say. If you were to see it, you would have as much trouble as me, maybe, or not. If you don't, that's great. Anyways, it's where they kind of take away the glycerin part, glycyrrhizin, sorry, part of the licorice, and it allows it to be so that you can take it in higher doses and not have to deal with the water retention that could come about, or the hypertension as well. And it's more used for respiratory issues and digestive issues. So yeah, keep those things in mind. You can do the DGL licorice if that's what you need to do. But if you are dealing with all of these various sensitivities that I talked about, if you have high blood pressure, if you're pregnant, if you're dealing with excessive swelling, maybe just try a different herb for whatever you're trying to work with. That's the other beauty about plants, is there's so many different avenues in which they can work on your body, and it's really fun to combine them together in the right ways. That's where working with a great herbalist is really, really cool. Okay, I just went over a lot of stuff. I talked about licorice and how it's really fantastic for your gut, because one main reason that makes it great for the gut is it's what's called a demulcent herb, which means it's going to provide a little bit of like almost a slimy effect, very cooling and coating and soothing. Like when I take demulcent herbs inside of my body, specifically licorice, I can feel it soothe and coat as it goes down my esophagus into my gut and it's going into my stomach. You're gonna feel that also when you take these kinds of herbs, and it's almost a slimy effect, like I was saying. And that's the part that's gonna help ease inflammation too, because in its very definition, it is cooling, inflammation is hot. So this can be really helpful for somebody who's got peptic ulcers, somebody who's dealing with gastritis. If you have very dry bowel movements, that could be really helpful there. It's also really great if you're dealing with stomach abdominal pain, things like that. If it's colicky or gaseousness, it can be really helpful there. It's also fantastic in cases of heartburn or GERD, which are very, very, very closely related. Actually, heartburn is a huge symptom of gastrointestinal reflux. I'm not sure if it's disorder or disease, but they definitely go hand in hand. It's got a whole lot more going on than just being great for your gut, which is part of why I love it. It can be a whole collective part of a formula for people. And that's, again, I said this in the beginning, licorice is a fantastic harmonizer in a blend to bring it all together. Other than that, that's my quick little ditty on why I love licorice for the gut. Don't forget, it's yummy. It's really important. There's a lot of natural medicine out there that tastes like vomit. And that makes it really hard to get into your body. And the sad thing with that is then people don't believe herbs work, because they get to a point they're like, oh, I bought this, but it tasted so horrible, I won't even put it in my body, and it's just sitting on my shelf. So yeah, I bought this herbal formula and now it doesn't work. Well, no, it doesn't work because it's sitting on your shelf collecting dust because it tastes absolutely repulsive. That's not how we get herbs to work. So licorice is a great harmonizer in that way, because it does bring a nice little flavor and sweetness. I actually use licorice root in my respiratory rescue, which is, again, that's mucosal tissue, it's demulcent, it's cooling, it's soothing, It is really, really yummy. And then I have a tea that I just put on my website for just a little bit of time. It's called Tea Line. Tea Line has licorice root in it also. And that actually, honestly, is my absolute favorite blend I have ever formulated. Yeah. It's absolutely delicious. Yeah, mountainbells.com, you can get that kind of stuff. If you're up on Mount Hood, we do have a local pickup option. I also do a digestes if gut health is a real big issue. I love my digestes and it's absolutely fantastic. It's really rich in bitters. It's really great for inflammation as well. But if you're somebody dealing with heartburn and GERD, it might not be the best tea for you because it is very rich in peppermint, which is not for GERD. Because again, we're all unique and it's not this pill for that and it's going to cure you for life. Oftentimes the best way to use herbal medicine is to do it in conjunction with healthy lifestyle, which means you're moving your body a lot, which means you're sleeping enough, which means you're dealing with life's various stressors in whichever way you possibly can. You're addressing your diet and maybe getting rid of the things that aren't so yummy. Cool. Ooh, another fun factoid. There's about 3 pounds of bacteria in your small intestine alone. 3 pounds. What? All kinds of other fun little ditties that I'm going to share with you as time goes on. You guys are beautiful. Thanks so much for tuning in, and it's great to connect. I really appreciate seeing you here, and thanks so much for showing up. Have a great night.
This has been The Herbalist's Path. Thanks for joining us. Have we piqued your herb curiosity? Are you thirsty for more? Well, then check out the show notes of today's episode for exciting educational opportunities, workshops, and courses. If you'd like to support our mission, please subscribe, rate, and review to help others find us. Together, we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. Wishing you all a lovely day. Bye for now.